জিজ্ঞাসা কর রাজাকে যে ওখানে ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর পরিক্রমা নদীর ধাম পরিক্রমা পাঠ করা হয়েছে
সেই বিশিষ্ট দৈত্যবাদ Thank you. এই অনুসরণীয়
You can translate in English. In brief, what he told.
But this love is not acceptable to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya told Maka dengan sebab mesti bagi itu ada jiwa yang dari Tuhan. Dan jiwa yang bawa ada orang yang sampai ke bisa. Ini ada example dari you take a glass of water and mix another glass of water. Someone gave to him and told him, you take one glass of water and put in another glass of water. And what will you mix with water? Water will become one. Similarly, the jiva will mix with Brahman and jiva will become Brahman. And Maharaja told, please drink two glasses of water. And he brought two glasses of water. He took one glass of water, mixed it with another glass of water, but the volume of the water increased. And he told, Brahma is Adhikari. How can the size of water increase? How can the size of Brahma increase? And they told him, if you take milk and you mix it with water, when you add milk to water, they become one. Milk and water have become one. So therefore, Brahma is like milk. Shiva is like water. When you add water to milk, they will become one. And Shiva is like coal. And the Bhagavad Gita told, I bring a swan. They brought a swan. And the swan drank the milk and kept the water behind. So he proved that milk and water cannot become one. An expert swan, an expert food, like devotee, is considered Maya from Brahman. In this way, he created the philosophy of Shankaracharya and he gave the five Vedas. And from this, he gave the evidence of Amnaya, all the great Vedas that are accepted in disciplic succession. Then you see, Namadadaya is the Acharya of Vishishtavyavahara. Vishishtavyavahara, it has been said that everything is Vishesha, like a cow and black cow. In fact, everything is Brahman, but it has now Vishesha and Vishesha. So, Brahman is now qualified. But everything is Brahman, there is a transformation of Brahman. And this philosophy is called Vishishtavyavahara. In Vishishtavyavahara, Sri Ramacharya accepted Lakshmi Narayan. Because Ramacharya accepted Lakshmi Narayan, he won't know how to Ramacharya Sakya Sampradaya. Although Mahaprabhu, who is able to teach from all these four Sampradayas, nevertheless he accepted Madhvacharya Sampradaya, because Madhvacharya told that this Nrata Gopal, this beautiful Yashodananda Krishna, this Gopal is of very liking soul. And because Madhvacharya accepted the Nrata Shamsudra Krishna as his worshipful object, he followed the Madhva Sampradaya. There are some people who claim that he won't follow the Madhva Sampradaya. Krishna Gurudeva has written, Bhagavad Gita, and he has refuted that we definitely fall under Bhagavad Sampradaya. We are not a strict Sampradaya. We are a special branch of Bhagavad Sampradaya. Then, Shri Nimaditya is the Acharya of Usala Sampradaya. And Nimaditya, he actually propagated the worship of Rukmini Vatanish. And her name is actually Sukhya Bhavita, Manishi Bhav. But not only that, Guru Sampradaya, Acharya was Vishnu Sukhi. So all these four Acharyas, the essential demand for Sutra Navar, that everything is transformation of Brahman. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, no, Brahman cannot undergo transformation. In fact, the potential of the Brahman, they undergo transformation. And Mahaprabhu told that, Parashakti Vedeva Shivete Svabhavi Anubhav Vyasa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Svara Brahman, has three potencies. His Vita example, wind becomes solar, that is something on. But if you see a snake, if you see a honeycomb in the garden, it's giving you a feel like a snake. In fact, hope is also there, the snake is also there. So, Shankara is saying that the Jiva is actually Brahman, but due to Maya, it appears to be limited Jiva. So, how can the Brahman, which is unlimited, come under the control of Maya? And sometimes you say that there is a Patini Baba. For example, unlimited Brahman will be reflected in the limited Maya. How can unlimited Brahman be reflected in limited Maya and appear to be a minute Jiva? That is impossible. Because an unlimited object cannot be reflected in a minute, in a limited Maya. And after all, they ask if everything is Brahman, where did the Maya come from? Everything is Brahman, everything is transcendental, then where did this Maya come from? Usually, what is wrong from? That is not answer. So, Shatana Mahaprabhu, you may discuss with Sarvam Bhattacharya, the infinite Divatoha, most of the Divatoha, Nanaka Kambara. This Divatoha is actually very demoniac, and Shatana Mahaprabhu cut it to pieces. And he explained perfect commitment of Vedanta Sutra. So, all the four Sampradayas have their own commitment of Vedanta Sutra. And Shatana Mahaprabhu also recently explained the commitment of Vedanta Sutra to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was debating and explaining the commitment of Vedanta Sutra to Sarvam Bhattacharya, his brother-in-law Lokitanta Acharya Bhavi, and he appointed him his mind. And when Lokitanta Acharya implanted him again as Bhagavad Gita Bhushan, he wrote it down as Govinda Bhashya. Because there is no difference between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Govinda, this secretly was given by him. Actually, it is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is known as Achintya Vedanta Siddhanta. There is no great difference between Shiva and Bhagavan, but there is also a difference. Simultaneously, we have one different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an example. Just like the fire is there, from fire the sparks come out. The sparks, they have a repeated dark shakti, or even potency. But nevertheless, sparks are different from the fire. Just like the sun and the sun rays, they are different. Because the sun rays come to the earth, the sun does not come to the earth. However, the sun rays have no separate existence from the sun, and the sparks of fire have no separate existence from the fire. Similarly, we are Brahman, but we are not of Brahman. In the scriptures, no way it is said that he is of Brahman. He is always explained that it is called Brahman. But Brahman term is used to explain Bhagavan as well as the Jiva. But in the Upanishads, it has also been said that there is a match, on this match, the two birds are sitting, and one bird is resting on the bigger and sweet fruit, and the other bird is only witnessing. So what does the two birds mean? If you are one with Brahman, then the Upanishads do not speak of the two birds, which are actually different from each other. So one bird is the Brahmatma, who is a witness, who is witnessing the good and bad activities of the Jiva. In fact, the Brahmatma is sanctioning them, not willingly, only because the Jiva desires or of his perverted desire. Brahmatma is sanctioning. But it doesn't mean that Brahmatma is responsible for our good or bad activities. We ourselves are responsible for our good or bad activities because it is our desire and Brahmatma is only sanctioning it. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much evidence from scriptures based on Manu Sampradaya, and then Srimad Bhattacharya, he accepted the philosophy of Sampradaya. Shri Jiva Goswami, he compared the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wrote it down in Manu Sampradaya. He accepted what Manu Sampradaya had given. Manu Acharya's illustrious descendants, Jayatirtha, Brahmatirtha, Ashokatirtha, especially Jayatirtha's commentary on Madhavacharya's books, including Mahabharata, was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. আনন্দকে বলে দিয়েছ, আনন্দকে
এসেছে,
মাপ টাপ দিয়ে যাচ্ছে,
এসেছে মাপ দেওয়ার জন্য,
কাপড় টাপড় সব লাউডার জোর করে বল। অন্যদিন তখন আসবো, তুমি মাপ দিয়ে যাব আর কাপড় দিয়ে যাব, রং করে বন মহারাজের সকলে করছে, বন মহারাজকে মাপ দিয়ে দিব কাপড় দিয়ে।
কটার সময় আসবো?
হ্যাঁ
কটায় আসবো?
কালকে তো ওরা চলে যাবে, আজকে মাপটা দিয়ে যা, একটু পরে উঠবো আমরা, ওকে মাপ দিয়ে দাও আর কাপড় কালকে নিয়ে আমারকে দিয়ে দেবো, আমি ওদেরকে দিই।
আমি কাপড় দুটো এনেছি, এখন আমি প্রথমবারে দিয়ে দেবো কাপড়
সকলকে।
হ্যাঁ কটে আসবো?
পূর্ণিমা দিনে সকাল বেলায় চলে আসবে। In brief what they have told.
Purve Purushana Radhikaya Thale Krishna Krishna Kaya Vartai Mohama
Shyam bol sakta hai.
Sabse Sivule
bol sakta hai. हिंदी में संक्षेप कुछ बोल सकता है इसको? अरे हिंदी में संक्षेप बोल सकता
है?
जाओ बोल।
अच्छा
तो बोल,
तो बोलते
Thank you. 10 मिनट के अंदर में शेष करना। एक विषय पर बोलो, चारो संप्रदायों का विचार ये तब बोलो, ये सब अधिक मत बोलो, समय नहीं है।
हो रही कामना की यही है कामना स्वरूप बाल श्री शंकराचार्य के रूप में आए शंकर साधक शंकर जब यहाँ पर आए तो यही है विशिष्ट अद्वैत श्री विष्णु स्वामी अपने परंपरा में आए उनका एक शुद्ध अद्वैत क्या कार्य है शुद्ध अद्वैत बात है किंतु नहीं शंकर ने जो भक्ति प्रचार करे तो सिर्फ भगवान की प्रेरणा से क्योंकि भगवान का आदेश है तो आदमी गति बल से जनार मन की खांडू मात्र दो पैर है शिष्य सात ऐसो उत्तर उत्तर तुम ही देवों को ऋषियों को और अन्य सिद्धियों के शास्त्रों को सब गति कुछ कल्पना हमने कैसे आपको तो प्रकाश करो जिससे जो भागवत भाई मुख जी है वो भी वही हो जाए और ये तो कुछ स्मृति संसार और भगवान की भजन को आदर्श हो जाए मन में हो गए मुस्तों की मुख करने का जिससे हमारा कुछ काम आगे बढ़े महादेव जो बहुत दूर हुआ लेकिन प्रभु का आदेश क्योंकि भगवान के आदेश ही आगे धारण किया जो करते वही करना होता है तो प्रभु के आदेश से उस धराधर
रामानुजाचार्य का क्या विचार है मध्व का क्या विचार है विष्णु ये सब विषय पर बोलो
आचार्य के बाकी आगे
श्री रामानुजाचार्य पाजी बोले कि भगवान का जो बिना माया है ये कहीं पर किसी शास्त्र पुराण में ऐसा नहीं पाया सारे वेदों उपनिषदों भगवत गीता भागवत और ऋषि पुराण के साथ में देखे तो कहीं पर भगवान को बिना को माया नहीं पाया विष्णु के तत्वों का धर्म तपो वयम बस माया आए ना उनके जीवन में योगेश भौतिकं देह कृष्णस्य परमात्मनः मुखं तस्य रोगाति सत्य पाशं पाद जो भगवान के निकट उपस्थित होते माता पृथ्वी के दरबार में पास करवा हुआ माता है उसके मुख दर्शन इतना महापाप करता है कि कहती उपास के साथ गला जलना आदि का स्नान करना भक्त से अपवित्र हो जाता है। तो ये सारे ज्ञान के मायावाद जिस तरह उनका विशेष तो मायावाद और अद्वैतवाद दोनों खंडन किए क्योंकि भगवान जबकि अद्वितीय सजातीय निजाती स्वगत भेद जनित है लेकिन फिर भी उन्हें एक साथ अच्छी से जाती है क्यों भगवान एक बार वो भेद भी है और अभेद भी है। जैसे पहले सुन रहे थे कि जैसे समुद्र में आगे कोई लोग का जल डालते हैं तो जल समुद्र मिलकर के समुद्र में एक हो जाता है लेकिन एक होने पर भी एक लोटा जल की अपनी सत्ता होती है वो एक लोटा जल दो लोटा नहीं बनता है। जैसे बोले दूध और पानी मिल जाए तो भी पानी अपने कहीं पर सत्ता मिश्रित रहता है वो दूध नहीं हो सकता और जरूरत पड़ने पर सहन उसको निकाल के अलग कर जितना भी करते किसी भी अवस्था में किसी भी प्रकार से ब्रह्म नहीं बन सकता तो आज तक ब्रह्म का एक दास नहीं रहेगा। जैसे जितने भी सवाल था जैसे रामाचार्य का विमला का विष्णु का निम्बाजी का सभी अधिकार में बोला कि जीव का स्वरूप का धारण है भगवान की सेवा करना भगवान की दासता करना मुख रूप से चारों अचारों के सिद्धांत करना और भगवान की उपासना करोगी तो उनका बिना संसाधन का भक्ति भी संसाधन होगा और हर भगवान की कृपा से
That very subject, what was the opinion of Madhvacharya Vishnu Swami?
Idea of four sampradayas.
Bekar.
Tamil Charan Phalam.
Can you speak something
in summary
of tomorrow?
Tonight I can speak.
The island of then we went to the place of Jagannath Balaji Maharaj and went to the bank of Ramya, where all the four Acharyas of Vaishnava Sampradayas have come and preached a different opposition to the philosophy of Shankaracharya. We have heard previously from the listeners of our speakers all the details of this philosophy, and we are trying to choose some remnants as they are basically, all of our Acharyas, the four Acharyas, they were trying to oppose the Advaita Path of Shankaracharya. We just heard that Shankaracharya was ordered by the Lord, in the form of Shiva, you go and bewilder everyone in this world. You should present some false commentary on the Vedas. You should make people averse to me. You should turn away from me. Because they are never happy, so many people were coming and pestering the Lord with so many material demands. By they were infested by so many demonic mentalities. So the Lord wanted that the path of Shiva Bhakti should be kept pure for the Shiva Bhakti, for the human beings. So he sent Shankara, who presented some imaginary commentary that the Jiva and Brahman actually are one. But only when Brahman is covered by Maya, then the idea of the world, the idea of entities is presented. Specifically he said that when Maya is covering Brahman, the part of Maya in ignorance is making this world appear. Then the part of Maya in passion is making all the jiva or human entities appear. and the power of Brahman, of Maya, in goodness is taking the idea of Lord, of religion, and of heaven. In other words, it was systematically going to the very root of devotional service to the Lord, because that was what it was empowered and given order to do. It's actually the very idea of Lord Ishvara, of bhakti to him, of the jiva to do bhakti to him, and the world in which he exists, they exist. All of this is pure illusion. That actually the jiva is the Lord, but under some illusion, he's thinking that he's a separate entity. Actually, there's no jivas, there's no Lord, there's no world, there's only Brahman. Only one Brahman. And he part of the Vedas, the Upanishads, some so-called Ahavakyas, to back up his philosophy. Actually, everything is Brahman. Sarvam Idam Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Tatvam Asi. There's only Brahman and nothing else. Everything else is an illusion. This is very appealing to the mind of a conditioned soul, because we are from here in this world actually to forget Krishna. We can be given the choice in that Satavasa, to choose between the spiritual and the beautiful, Satasana. And we chose to come here and go it over. So a philosophy which says, oh, actually, you don't have to call down to the Supreme, you are the Supreme itself. This is very appealing to the jivas. Oh, finally someone is admitting my real nature. Oh, at last. No. This is what people feel when they come from the desire. So all our shadows, one by one, they smash it, piece by piece, all those different conceptions. Ananduja Acharya, he could not directly confront the Advaita, so he made the Vishishta Advaita. Oh, everything is Brahman, but Lord has some adjective, Vishishta, some specification. The Maya and the Jiva are adjectives to the Lord. So this is one Brahman, but actually it's with adjective. With this, it was smashing the idea of Brahman and Jiva being actually one. And then Madhvacharya, and he was staunchly opposing. He was not saying, oh, there is some similarity. He said, no, Shuddha Dvaita, pure dualism, pure Dvaita. There's nothing in common, nothing in common between the Lord and Jiva. There is conscious of there is five differences that are always there. Between the Lord and the Jiva, between the Lord and Maya, between Jiva and Jiva, between Maya and Maya. Pamshadeh. And you will see Madhva Acharya preaching with two hands. Shankara is preaching, oh, Jiva and Paramatma, Jiva and Brahman are one. But to oppose that, Shuddha Dvaita of Madhvacharya is no, always two. No question of them being one, but always two. Then after that, or previous to that, Vishnu Swami, he had presented, he's the oldest of the Acharyas. He has presented Shuddha Advaita, or purified monism, in which it says that there is a difference between the Lord and the Jivas. But he did not expand so much on that. His whole idea was to divert attention of people from Maya, from the Maya or Shankara, to Bhakti. Then the last one who appeared is Nibbana, or Nibbana. And he presented something from which Mahaprabhu took the idea that there is oneness and difference between the Jiva and Brahma. So the four Acharyas, they presented this. Now also, they established that there is one absolute truth, Advaitin Paratattva, as it says in Bhagavatam. And there is no difference in him, although he appears in different ways, there is no difference. What was very brilliantly described as Svayabhed and Vijayabhed. There is no difference in the Lord between his body and his soul. Anyone who sees that God and his soul and his body are different actually is not it, it's a Prashanti. The example is given, you should take a sugar doll. Whatever piece of the doll you might be, it's sugar, it's sweet. The whole thing is sweet. So the Lord and his body are not different. So there's no Svayabhed, there's no difference between him and his body. Then Svayabhed different form. So echo of the sham, one sham has manifested in many forms. And we did that way, but we see there is a Lord, also there is Jiva, there is Maya, so there is somebody. No, actually they all is Shakti. So and Shakti, Shakti, Veda. There is no difference between the Shaktiman reality and its energy. In this way it's established that the one absolute truth is manifesting under itself personally, or through its energy, is on the outside energy Maya, or is Mantra energy to Jiva, to the entities. So this way of four Acharyas, they are paved the way for Srimad Mahaprabhu. We are here in Navadvip. Now, Navadvip is not for the shallow thinker, because here, the Lord is presenting himself in a mass search after himself. Now, in other incarnations, the Lord is fulfilling different purposes. When he comes as Krishna, he's simply coming to manifest his leaders. But in Krishna Lila, only some very intimate servants or the dead servants did not lead him into his most intimate activities in Krishna Lila. But here we have Krishna himself, who is openly coming engaged in search after himself in the open. And not only is he testing Primarasi Solidi Ashram, Rama Vatikodi Bhajan, but also his unlimited mercy. Is distributing. Oh, that's the Shaka Krishna Brahma Karuna. It's asking Shaka, it's only duty, it's only business, is to test different flavors of love. But because he's Brahma Karuna, because he's unlimited merciful, he also wants to give everyone a chance to test, to participate in that. So he goes as Shaka Mahaprabhu, and he is distributing that love, not only testing for himself, also sprinkling. Guru says, not even a sprinkler, but a drizzle. Because that's all that the Jivas can take, you know, in that sense. The drizzle of that love that he's testing. In other words, the same Krishna who in Vrindavan is engaged in dhyanin with Shanti Radhika and testing all different flavors of love, is also coming and testing as Mahaprabhu all the different flavors of love flowing from her to her love. This is what he can. But in his mercy, he's also giving us everyone of us a chance. No, he said that the Lord is very merciful, but the devotees of the Lord are even more merciful. We like to see Osha Gurudev as a very dear confidential guest of Srimati Radhika. But we also know that he must have also identified as Gora Priyajana, as a very dear servant of Lord Gauranga. And we know that they are more merciful than Gauranga himself. So, under the direction of Gurudev, access to those amazing leaders of the world that no one has ever given us, except for our shamans. They are divinities. Also, Gurudev is engaging us in the very mission of Mahaprabhu. He can distribute to everyone. As you know, any qualified guru, that's the only one thing of his disciple. Don't keep it for yourself. Distribute it. So Gurudev, he's turning us into something else than we are. We glorify Mahaprabhu, they came to save Jaya in my life. But Kali Yuga, Kali Maharaj, he has raised the whole army of Jaya in my life. But really, when he's transcendental touch, he's turning us from Jaya in my life into pictures of this should have happened. Not only one Jaya in my life, we say, all the Jaya in my life, Kali Yuga, they turn into devotees and preach this message.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh,
Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Our Pinanisa Nursing Home, Vaishnava Vaishnavis. But if they even desire to be here, Krishna Dasa Swami said, in after the body of the day, after our loss, this topic is not easy to understand. But we should not be lazy, we should try to understand. Gurudev is very fond of this topic. Explain in detail what the four bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas were teaching. So I will speak very briefly in conclusion because everyone is tired and struggling to understand this topic and how we can give more detail. But just in summary, when Lila Purushottama Sri Krishna appeared in this world to perform his Braj Lila, this is the Mula, the root cause of all Siddhanta and all rocks. He wanted to perform a dramatic drama in this world, showing the highest praying rock, Viryas, that wonderful Leela in Vrindavan. He wanted to show that. But very few people could understand it. Only those bhaktas who were sons, Siddhivas and Nitya Siddhivas who took part in Krishna's Bhomalila in Vrindavan, they could engage in this loving exchange with Krishna and understand something. But very few others could understand it. So after a very short period of time, after Krishna's Braj Bhomalila ended, then this Rasa Vibhava Siddhanta, all this was forgotten. And 2,500 years ago, there was a very unfortunate condition in Bharatbhaja, India, that the Brahmins, the high class of intellectuals, priests, educators, they were misusing the Vedas for materialistic pursuits, animal slaughter, and therefore, Sri Krishna says, Sarvadharma Pritya Amaham Sangha. Whenever there is a decline in religion at that time, I eat it myself. So, Kaiva Madhika Buddha said, even if I ever eat it today, he came as Buddha Avatar. To tell all these Swartha Brahmins who were using the Vedas to kill animals, to reject the Vedas, completely reject them, and he established a new type of philosophy in India. So this is the beginning of the evolution of theism to the time of Vaikunth Mahaprabhu. It started with Buddha Avatar. So we establish this philosophy of nirvana, annihilation of the soul, and so many people accepted it, and they worshiped him. He is Krishna himself, so he picked them. By worshiping him and following his seat, at least got them to become pious, stop killing, do good to others, do moral good. Then, 1500 years ago, Sankaracharya, the incarnation of Lord Shiva, was deputed to this world to re-establish the link with the Vedas. It's called the form of colored Buddhism. He preached colored Buddhism, the same type of philosophy as Buddha was preaching, but he established it with the Siddhantas of the Vedas. And instead of the annihilation of the soul, he preached about the merging of the soul into Brahman, the Supreme Lord's effulgence. So, then, by the Lord's desire, and especially here in Navadvipam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed all the acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya in their mission to reestablish the Vedas in the light of their true meaning and essence of bhakti. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying for his soul from himself, he reconciled the difference between monism and dualism. And he took aspects from each of the four sampradayas and accommodated into a Chittavedanta. Palamana, Paulina, Hitayo, Savata, Sansiomani, Kevan. Of all the different incarnations, Mahaprabhu is considered to be an essence. So he is giving this Prayas Nirya, Kodite, Vetra, Rag, Mar, Bhakti, Loki, Kodite, Vetra. Rashi says that in Krishna Parama Karuna, A, U, A, U, A, U, so for these two reasons, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, who takes the height of rocks himself and is distributed to stream among the living entities of our bhakti. So if we look at the entire picture, the big picture of how Krishna came himself 5,000 years ago, established his Brajbhumi Leela, then Lord Buddha, then Sankaracharya, then the four Vaishnava Acharyas, and then finally Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how everything culminated in his teachings. Then we can understand and appreciate something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Prima Devi!
Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaya. कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय सर्वप्रथम मैं अपने परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्टम विष्णुपाद दशोत्तम श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि बार दंडवत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि अर्पण करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात सन्यासीगण ब्रह्मचारीगण वैष्णव वैष्णवीगण अभी चार संप्रदाय के आचार्य रामानुजाचार्य मध्वाचार्य विष्णु स्वामी निम्बाजी इन चारों का विचार और महाप्रभु के अचिंत भेदाभेद विचार तीर्थ महाराज जी ने बहुत सुंदर रूप से विश्लेषण किया। अंग्रेजी में भी भक्ति विष्णु दैवत महाराज जी ने भी बहुत अच्छी तरह से व्याख्या की। तो इस विषय में यही मुझे कहना है कि इस चैतन्य महाप्रभु के भूमि में आज यहाँ से बैकुंठपुर दिखलाया होगा उस पार में, वहाँ पर रामानुजाचार्य है, पास ही में मध्वाचार्य है, विष्णु स्वामी और निम्बादित्य आचार्य है। महाप्रभु जी ने उन्हें अपना दर्शन दिया और उनको प्रेरणा दी कि मायावाद का खंडन करके भक्तिवाद की स्थापना करो, जीव और ब्रह्म में भेद है। इस प्रकार से जीव कभी भी ब्रह्म नहीं हो सकता है। भक्ति के बिना हम लोग भवसागर से पार नहीं जा सकते। इत्यादि विषयों में समस्त वैष्णव संप्रदाय में एक विचार है, केवल उपास्य का कुछ अंतर है और एक भेद है विशेष। सभी वैष्णव आचार्यों ने वस्तु परिमाण बात परिणाम बात स्वीकार किया, वस्तु से ही ये जगत और जीव हुआ है, किंतु चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने अचिंत भेदाभेद में शक्ति परिणाम बात की स्थापना की, ये उनका विशेष विचार है। आज हम लोग निद्याघाट में गए थे,
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने निश्चिंत होकर के शीत काल में माघ के महीने में गंगा में कूद गए और निश्चय करके कटवा में जाकर संन्यास लिया। संन्यास के कुछ पहले नित्यानंद प्रभु को, अद्वैताचार्य को, चंद्रशेखर आचार्य को महाप्रभु जी ने इंगित दिया कि अब मैं संन्यास लूंगा। जिस दिन संन्यास लेंगे, जिस दिन वो घर बार छोड़ेंगे, उस दिन नगर से दूध मांगा, ग्वालों से लौकी ले आए, चीनी शक्कर ले आए और मैया को कहा आज लकलकी तुम भोग दो और मैं खाऊंगा। शची पैया ने बड़ी सुंदर लकलकी बनाई, ठाकुर जी को भोग दिया और निमाई पंडित को भोजन कराया। आज सवेरे की बात है, उस दिन विष्णुप्रिया देवी जी स्नान करने के लिए गई और रास्ते में ही उनको ठोकर लग गई, पैर में नाखून कुछ चोट आ गई और फिर गंगा स्नान करते समय विवाह के समय की चंद्रिका नाक की लवंग गंगा में गिर गई। घर आकर के बड़ी जोर से रोने लगी। शची मैया ने पूछा जी क्यों रो रही, तो आज कुछ दिन अशुभ मालूम पड़ता है, मैं गंगा स्नान करने आई तो मुझे पैरों में चोट लग गई, गंगा में स्नान किया तो विवाह काल का नक बेसर गिर गया, खोजने पर भी नहीं मिला, आज विधाता ने मेरे लिए क्या लिखा है, यह कहकर बड़ी जोर से विलाप करने लगी। शची मैया कुछ समझ गए, महाप्रभु जी ने उनको भी कुछ इंगित दिया। जब रात होने को आई तो उन्होंने विष्णु प्रिया देवी को महाप्रभु जी ने बुलाया और बड़ा आदर किया, उनका अपने हाथों से श्रृंगार किया और अपने हाथ से पान की बीड़ी उनको खिलाई। आज वो सोच रही है विष्णु प्रिया देवी, आज इतने वर्ष हो गए, आज तक मुझे प्यार नहीं किया, मुझसे बोले नहीं, आज न जाने क्या बात है। जैसे कभी कभी लालटे हैरिकेन जब बुझने को होती है तो धप धप और धप करके बुझ गया, ऐसे ही वो सोच रही है आज ने विधाता ने क्या लिखा। महाप्रभु जी उनको हरि कथा सुनाते सुनाते योग माया से उनको सुला दिया। जब वो सो गई उनके तरफ में देखा, घर से निकले, घर से निकलते ही द्वार पर शची मैया खड़ी थी। कैसे खड़ी थी, काठ के समान, बोल नहीं सकती, रो नहीं सकती, उनका प्यारा पुत्र संन्यास लेने के लिए जा रहा है घर छोड़कर। महाप्रभु ने उनकी प्रदक्षिणा की, उनको प्रणाम किया किंतु वो कुछ भी नहीं बोल सके और माघ के महीने में छिछुते ही ठंडक में महाप्रभु जी गंगा में कूद गए और उस ठंडे में भी कूद करके कटवा में जा करके पहुंचे और उन्होंने कौन केशव भारती के साथ में संन्यास ग्रहण किया। इसलिए उस घाट का नाम आज भी निदया निर्दया निष्ठुर। महाप्रभु जी निष्ठुर बन गए, संन्यास लिया और संन्यास लेकर के वृंदावन जाने वाले थे। नित्यानंद प्रभु जी ने उन्हें घुमा फिरा करके शांतिपुर ले गए। फिर शांतिपुर में सची मैया सब लोग गए और वहां से फिर जगन्नाथ पुरी चले गए। गौ प्रेमानंदे कलका प्रोग्राम बोल।
One announcement.
बोलेगा